Gemara says at the beginning of Sanhedrin that the Dayan has to look at it as if Gehenem is Pesuchim Tachtov. A Dayan has to look at, I mean, before he passes on the din, he's got to see it as if the Gehenem is Pesuchim Tachtov. Because if a Dayan who's done the Nemes Lamita is a Shutuf of Ma'aseh Bereishis. A Dayan Chas V'Shalom makes a mistake. It's the opposite of a Shutuf of Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's a Machrev over here. It's a button on the nuclear, on the atom bomb. It's a make or break situation. The Gemara says that. Who wants to be a Dayan? But nobody wants to be a Dayan. Nowadays, it's a good salary. It's under my salary. You're not really allowed to take a salary for Dayan, for judging. But Be'etzem, it's a mysterious nefesh to be a dayan. It's a mysterious nefesh. That's why I have a mesunim bedin. It's a person who has to be very careful. The judge has to be very careful before they give a gzat din to think it over again. And my din and afash is going to suggestion to stay overnight and to go back a day. It's an answer mysterious nefesh. Taka, nobody wants to be a dayan. Who wants to be a dayan? The Mizbeach is the Mokum of Mesiris Nefesh. The Mizbeach is the Mokum which teaches us, which is Mashrish in us, the Gishmak and the willingness to be Mesiris Nefesh Leman Shmo Yisborach. Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel Mizbeach. You have to put the Sanhedrin near the Mizbeach. Taka the Gehenim is Psuch and Tachteim. Taka big Mesiris Nefesh. But when they're next to the Mizbeach, they realize the Chashivas and the Goydel Mitzvah, of being Mesiris Nefesh to the Rabban Shalayim. So that's the vote. Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel Mizbeach. Sanhedrin's got to be near the Mokum of Mesiris. Sanhedrin's got to be near the Mokum of Mesiris Nefesh. Torah's got to throw away the Oil Cheshbonis Rabbim. Torah is something that you've got to take. In other words, that's why when a Ger comes to be in his Gaia, if he talks logic, he wants to become a Ger logically, you turn him away. Other Rabbi, you've got to tell him how illogical it is to become Yiddish, to become Jewish. And then when he does something illogical, he does something irrational, then you makabel him as a ger. Yisrael was Yoshev HaChodesh Lo'ilam. And he not will live to go down to the Midbar. That's the nekuda of how you makabel the Torah. That's kind of the same thing as with Avoida. The Indian Avoida is Lesala B'malas on Mizbech and Nizbech, which is the Mokum of Avoida. Everything that you do step by step, you do logically. Logically, you do it step by step. You do it logically, step by step. The Mizbech comes to Avoida, serious nefesh is logical. Mizbech toch serious nefesh. It's logical. Spring the rain and fire. It's logical. No, but that's Avoida Hashem. Avoida Hashem is to go out of the. It's a Techocha Megula to all those that look at. You know, look at Yiddishkeit, you know, the more modern, everything's got to fit into logic and everything's got to fit into. Eventually, the Pesach is Arayin Tzespringen. Nachshon Aminadov jumped into the Yom Suf. You've got to do things illogically. You have an urge to do this, you've got to do it. So that's the connection, beginning of the parasha, the end of the parasha. Beginning of the parasha is being Mechadish Tas in Torah, and before you learn in the Kabbalah's Torah, it's got Vigisa Bayem Valayla, it's a Moedic undertaking. Nasa Benishma. I'm a Paziza Atim. You're an Ama Paziza, the Gemara says. You just learned it. I'm a Paziza. Ama Paziza means you're not logical. The Yomakdim Nasa before Nishma. That's the Akdoma of Yisrael Yosh Bechoy Shalom. He did something very illogical. Moshe Rabbeinu was raised in Paris Palace and he became the Mimosa of Torah because he went out to the Eden. Also illogical. You're living in your next king of Mitzrayim. What's the logical to Huzichta Tzaras? That's how you makabel the Torah. Yisrael was the show that somebody who's in the Spitzkoyish belt and comes into a tent, into the Shifless Kelu, to be makabel the Torah. That's the Spitz of the Chardom to Kabbalah Torah. And the same thing as the Avoida. And Avoida's got to be, and that's why the Mishnah says in Yuma that when they surround up and push each other off, So it's Mishnah's Masaka Beginusin Shal Yisrael. For Rishonah, in the beginning, they saw you rotsin until it became a sakana. But you have to start with that. You have to say the Stam Lashon Hara. Say the Arba Paisas. There were four Paisas. I'm saying this before they tried something. Zelo Olach, Zelo Avad. It was getting dangerous. I'm finished. A whole Mishnah, Rishonah, you rotsin, Avakevish, and then they threw each other off. What's the Torah is not Chas V'Shalom being Masaka Beginusin Shal Yisrael. The Torah is not saying the original Tochnit was a Fashla. And then we went to the next Tochnit of Paisas to calm down. No, that's the Derech. That's the derech. The derech is the beginning. You run up the ramp and you push each other off. That's the derech. it's good as a hakdoma. That's why Mishnah says barishayna. For barishayna, it's very good. Everyone's going to walk around with all the coin of their broken legs. So made it. Therefore, afterwards they made a deal of arba paisas. For barishayna, that's the way it has to be. That's the sugya. That's the sugya. That's parashas Yisrael. Kabbalah Satoira is the sign bechlal. The malachim edatayna moenish kisses gerenu. Logically, the Yidden should get the Torah. Moinish kisis gerenu, benadon tikisif gedenu. Tuna hoit chaloshamayim. Malachim were logical, they were right. Yeah. Moinish kisis gerenu. Rabban Shalom's tochnit is a tochnit, doesn't have to work with logic. Rabban Shalom has got his plan. Malachim shteim besser, chas v'shalom. But logically, they had a taina. As Rabban Shalom said, we don't work. Kabbalah's Torah doesn't go with logic. Just like the ger doesn't become a yid with logic, so too a yid is not a kabbal Torah logic either. It's got to be a arrangement. It's got to be something that goes without logic. It's got to be to throw yourself in. Yisroel threw himself in. How can there be steps to go up on the Mizbech? Mizbech toch Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh doesn't make sense. So how can you go logically step by step onto the Mizbech? Adarav, when it came to Mesiras Nefesh, only the ones that didn't think, they're the ones who were Mesiras Nefesh. All the big thinkers, I've told you before already, the B'nai Soscha brings down for Rabbi Yosef Emden. Then the Spanish Inquisition, the wives were the first ones, the Pasha, the women who knew nothing, they were the first ones to be Moser Nefesh. Because they had nothing to think about, the Gonshkivist. They knew no, they only knew Tehillim from the Mama and from the Boba. And that's how they're Moser Nefesh. When you start thinking logically, that's the Hagdom of the Torah, that's where Pasha Yisroel said. Pasha Shpotim is ready, Evim Sunim Adin. It's ready when you're starting Paskening, you can't Paskening. You can't paskin. You got to paskin slowly. You got to paskin methodically. You got to paskin slowly. But Yisrael is the initial Kabbalah Satorah. Initial Kabbalah Satorah has got to be logical. Yitzis Mitzrayim was bechipazim. Why was Yitzis Mitzrayim bechipazim? Because otherwise they would have never gone out. Yosef Tzadik taught it. Yosef Tzadik, he ran out of the room. And that also wasn't logical. Why? Because he left his baggage behind and they caught him. And Avodas Hashem doesn't work with logic. They left Mitzrayim Bechipozim, they came to Hasinai Bechipozim, they were Makabal the Torah, everything worked by jumping in. When it comes to Mishpatei HaTorah, that's a different story. A dying must be careful. Then you have to start taka thinking. And then it says, taka be'ele mishpat, mishtos in ufneim, Rashi says, kashul chanorach, you got to be mazbeid, Rashi says, you got to be mazbeid slowly. Then you have to bring it down into seich. But that doesn't mean that a dying must be a cold person. Shtos in sanhedrin, it's l'mizbeach. A dying da v'ich v'sinas, do a matzah for running up a ramp and breaking somebody's leg. Yeah, a dying can do it. A dying may go echtin azay. Comes to his Torah, comes to his methodical level. Yiddishkeit is based on the Bren. Yiddishkeit is based on the initial Bren, on the initial thing. I always tell the Bachram in Yeshiva, I think of a second year, they work it out, they never stay. They take the plunge and they say they're staying. Say that after that plunge, then you can start working it out methodically and then they come to the same conclusion. But first you've got to take the plunge, first you've got to do the thing he's actually. It's a very big Yisoid Atik Yom. It comes to an important Yiddishkeit decision, and you know Be'etzim inside you, in your real subconscious feeling, that this is the right thing to do. Don't think of logic. First do it, and then you can think of logic. That just like Yisrael has a Seder Kedima to Parshas Mishpatim.